أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to us the first piece of advice that Luqman alayhi salam had given to his son. And he spoke to him about the importance of aqidah, belief, and his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as we explained, that is the foundation, and that should be our primary concern, the belief and the aqidah of our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminded his son of his duty towards both his parents and especially his mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how his mother had carried him during that 9-month period, suffering upon suffering, experiencing discomfort upon discomfort, weakness upon weakness, and after giving birth to him, there was the weaning period, and the period wherein she had seen to his physical need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to give thanks to Allah and to give thanks to our parents. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, ayah number 15 of Surah Luqman. Allah says, if both your parents, if they force you and they strive against you, عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي, so that you ascribe with me مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, you ascribe to me that which you do not have knowledge of. Now come that moment or that situation where your love is tested. Your love for Allah against the love for your parents. So we should honor them, love them, be extremely obedient to them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that our love for our parents, our loyalty to our parents should not be such that we are prepared to give in to their demands, even if those demands infringe on the commandments of Allah and violate the commandments of Allah. That's why Allah says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ, if they force you or they strive against you to do what? عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي, so that you ascribe to me مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, that which you have no knowledge of. Meaning they are asking you to do something, whether it is shirk, associating partners to Allah, or they ask you to violate any commandment of Allah. And this is something we should never, never drive our children towards. Towards the disobedience of Allah, regardless of how young they are. But if you find within them the eagerness and the enthusiasm, and even a little bit of interest to do good, we should promote it and encourage it. Never, ever, ever discourage any good and any act of virtue or any act of piety that the child wishes to carry out and the child wishes to do. Now what happens if the parents are driving you in a certain direction, you love them and you are told by Allah to be obedient to them, Allah says, فَلَا تُفِحْهُمَا, then you don't obey them. This is where you draw the line between your love for your parents and your love for Allah. Your love for Allah, it assumes precedence and it reigns supreme. And it is the highest relationship that you ever enjoy. No other relationship can override the relationship that you enjoy with Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, do not obey them in that what they are asking you to do. But does it mean that I ill treat them? Does it mean that I should now disrespect them? Does it mean that I should be disobedient towards them in everything? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what they are asking you to do that is against what Allah wants, you don't obey them over there. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, but accompany them, live with them in the world with kindness. Continue with your kindness towards them. You must still be kind towards them, even if they are non-Muslim. Even if they are non-Muslim, you will still treat them kindly, and you will still treat them with dignity. Never are you allowed to disrespect them and be disobedient towards them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, live with them in the world with goodness and kindly. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah advises us that we should follow. Allah says, and follow the path of those who incline toward me. Look for those who incline toward me. If your parents are not of those who incline toward me, not of those who turn to Allah, but you wish to be of those who turn to Allah and who incline towards Allah, then I identify such people with whom you can remain. And remaining in their company will help you and will assist you and encourage you to also choose the path which turns you towards Allah and brings you closer to Allah. From this we understand the importance of company. Company is very, very important. That is company we keep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look and identify and follow سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, the way, the path of the one who turns to me. So look at those who are turning towards Allah or inclined towards Allah, because they are going to help you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is you want to do it, but you are with the wrong company. You want to do it, but you are in the wrong environment. The company you keep is not going to help you achieve that goal. The environment you are in is not going to help you achieve that goal. The environment, especially today, is so overwhelming the environment. It is so difficult to go against the demands of society, or the demands of certain companies, or the demands of certain types of environment. That's why you should be in the right environment, you should be with the right company. It makes it so much easier for you to turn to Allah. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Your company, your friends, the type of people you associate with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let them be such that they are turning to Allah. Join them, be with them. It will make your journey to Allah so much more easier. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Allah says, to me alone is your return. Your return is to me alone. That is what we should keep in mind. You are not going to be answerable to your friend. You are not going to be answerable to your parents. You are not going to have to explain yourself to anyone. Anyone, your company, your friend, whoever it may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are going to come before me. إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. So you have to strive all the time to ensure that you are going to earn only that which you will be pleased to present before me. Always remember that. Before I do something, or before I carry out any act, or before I take any decision, remember that you are going to explain that to Allah, and it is going to be brought before Allah, and you'll have to present it before Allah. So Allah says, إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. To me alone is your return, therefore, only do that which you are happy and satisfied with, to the extent and the point that you will be able to present it before me, not feeling embarrassed about it. فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ. Allah said, when you come in front of me, and when you stand before me, and when you are brought back to me, فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. I will inform you, personally, I will inform you of all that which you used to do. You will not have to tell Allah, you will not have to inform Allah. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will be the one to tell you of all that you used to do while living in the world. May Allah grant us the understanding.